Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Clear blue skies in New York City. You'll get to play the game. It'll be at 4:07 first pitch. And you can catch the broadcast of the game on ESPN Radio beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern. But pretty much right after our show, so stay with us. It's Barton Hahn, hour number two. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, Bart. Like we're bringing in a guest here that I assume
he became the ops, man. He became the ops.
I assume like there's just like this Ravens relationship that just, you know, it's thicker than water, right?
You think they put us on like a Ravens
text chain, whatever.
A Ravens
it's
linebacker.
Like a fraternity, though, if you're a linebacker with the Ravens. So Matthew Judon joining us right now, 3-time Pro Bowler with the Patriots, of course. But
you became the ops, man. You became the ops.
Bart, you did too.
That's we just was trying to get the bag, man.
Hey, Bart got up out of there too, didn't he? He got up out of there.
Yo, man. Hey, great. I didn't know you were from the Mitten too, man. I'm from Detroit.
Yeah.
We got,
man,
more in common than you think of. And you born August 15th. I'm August 18th. Leo in the house, you know what I'm saying? All that energy, you know what I'm saying? You a Leo too.
Yeah.
That's why I knew I liked you for some reason, man. So tell me something, right? I mean, like, when we're in Baltimore, like, we're trained to, like, hate Bill Belichick, right? Because it was always a collision course. Tell us something about Bill that you didn't know or something that he changed your outlook on once you got there from the, you know, from the dark side.
Honestly, that he was just more open than you see. Like, you just see a certain side of him. That's the football side. That's the interview, just barely giving any answers or anything like that. But when you get to know him personally, you know how much football knowledge he has. But then you also get to find out how cool he is as a person and how funny he is and the jokes he tell throughout the year. And so you just get to actually introduce him into your life more than just as a head coach or who he actually is, like the figure he is. You get to know him personally.
So you gonna write a book, The Softer Side of Bill, coming soon?
Nah, I ain't writing nothing on Bill.
Well, maybe you could write a book about this, because what no one saw coming was what Bailey Zappi has done.
Zappy mania.
As a third string quarterback, when you think about where you guys were in the season, it's kind of similar to Dallas in a way where, boy, you lose your QB1 and things don't look good. Then you lose your QB2 almost immediately. But what he's been able to do for your team, and obviously the defense has been a huge part of why you were able to at least manage and get to 3-3 at this point. But what does the locker room feel about what Bailey Zappi has done? And did anybody even see this, whether it was training camp or something else, thinking, oh, no, we're all right. When he gets in, we'll be fine. Like, did you have any idea what you were getting when they brought him into the game?
Honestly, no. And not saying that we didn't see it. Just because we were so focused on what we had to do and getting our defense right and like growing. So we out there making plays, stopping people. And then we had a couple joint practices. So we was like worried about the opposing defense, yeah. I mean, offenses and stuff. And so we really didn't get to see Zappy that much. And then we seen him in the preseason game and what he can do, and he made some strikes. But then when he was threw into action, man, he continues to play well. He continues to produce, and he continues to just go out there and do his job. And like he don't say a lot. He ain't the big rah-rah guy. He ain't trying to like do more than he's asked of. And so he just come to work. And you can respect that out of a guy when, you know, he fighting for a spot on the roster and then get through into, you know, a starting role. And he just go, he just continues to come to work. And that's what you can respect out of anybody, and let alone the quarterback.
So Jerry Jones said he didn't mind a quarterback controversy. Do we have something brewing a little bit here up in New Providence area?
Man, you know I ain't Jerry Jones. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
So the quote Dave Chappelle fifth?
Yeah. Nah, man, I gotta do my job. You hear me?
Well, they have seen this before in New England, you know. Then there was a time where the starting quarterback got knocked out of a game and a 6th-round pick came into the game and never came out for and only won, what, 6 Super Bowls along the way. So it has happened before, but still. We're talking with Matthew Judon of the Patriots, formerly of the Ravens.
I just saw Joe Dumars, too, by the way. He was in the building. You know what I'm saying? 3-1-3 all around the
state.
Joey D, baby. And I hugged him. I think I made him uncomfortable. I may have squeezed a little bit too tight.
You got a little too excited.
Yeah, it was a little bit too tight.
And there's a lot of Joe to hug now. Like
I know. He was like a Teddy Ruxpin, man, when I squeezed him. Man. He felt so good and soft.
Oh, man.
I wanted to ask you a question because, like, listen, you're a little bit younger than me, or a lot younger than me, right? Well, not that much. I'm an 80s baby. But, you know, the crazy thing is, right, I remember growing up and our parents was like, listen, don't sit too close to the TV. You'll hurt your eyes. Now we got, you know, virtual reality glasses, right? So, Mama, you lied to me. Then she told me that if I played video games, it would rot my brain. Now I'm looking at guys playing Fortnite, Call of Duty, all these spots, and they're making five, six, they're making 7 figures. So, you know, Mama lied to me. Did Mama lie to you? Because you love playing video games, and you're representing Call of Duty. Tell me this, truth serum. Have you ever came back to practice tired because you was up all night playing Call of Duty?
No way. You do everything in moderation, but I just think Mama didn't know what she ain't know. But Mama ain't see people getting paid off video games. Yeah. She just ain't have no vision for the future. But now that it's here, I don't think it's going away.
So you let Mama Scott off the hook. So Mama, she listens every day, by the way. So yes. Mama, you know, Matthew Judon, he's from the Mitten, so you're gonna have to make him some banana pudding. He says he forgives you. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah, now, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is coming out. It's launching October 28th. Presale already going on right now. And I know that's obviously, it's a extremely popular game, but you are somebody that is very much into gaming. I mean, are you still with Boston? Who did you sign?
Boston Breach.
The Boston Breach, yeah.
They got squads. They got teams, man.
But that's the part I find like amazing is that you're a professional football player, and yet you're also doing something else like this professionally as well. Not a lot of older fans. I'm going to age myself. Like somebody like me thinking. How is this even possible?
You played 007, right? So that was the beginning of it. See, it almost gives me a seizure. I can't move around and much too many hits to the head.
That's not what I mean, though. Okay. The fact, like for what you do, Matthew, for what you do in the gaming industry, like, can you explain like how that fits into what you do for football?
Well, I'm just out there kind of just showing my personality and just communicating. And I think it helps with football because most of my fans that watch me also like video games, but they also sports fans. I think the worlds are not that far away from each other as people would like to make them seem. They really entangled, you know, because we can get on there and we can play Madden or we can play with Call of Duty, but at some point in time when them video games stop streaming, I think everybody enjoys, you know, a football game or a basketball game or an athlete, like what they got going on. And so I think that just helps us just merge the gap just a little bit.
Tell me this. Who do you love to play against? Is it some celebrity out there that you play against or some teammate? Because I know, like, Snoop's a big gamer, right? Mon Green, you know, is big. He has his own team out there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Like, is there somebody out there that you rival, that you go at all the time? Y'all get on the sticks even though y'all not in the same city?
I play with a couple of my friends that I had in Baltimore. So Tony Jefferson, Patrick Wassel. We be on the video games like that. But I got a couple more like streamer friends that I play with. A dude named T-Dog Smitty, Chance Marsh. And so whenever we get to be on the game together, it's pretty fun because we just kind of talk trash. And then it's not like the like the random fans that want to talk football all the time. They be like, they understand
right.
that. Like,
right. No yeah. football talk yeah. when you with Judah, man. We about that smoke. We about that action right now, man. We trying to get somebody to get
just
it done.
Just about getting a break from it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm trying obviously. To get these K's in.
That's right. But
our buddy wants to play. We got a guy named Lacto. His nickname is Lacto because he lactose intolerant, so right. we named him Lacto. You know how the locker room is. You know, he say he think he can get them K's on you. Mm. He about that smoke. Is it a place he can find you?
What are you trying to 1v1?
Mm. He's trying to do it.
Is that what you
it.
Want, Lacto?
Oh, say it with your chest. He can hear you. Now you don't want to talk.
He got shot. We could go one-on-one. We could 1v1 anytime. I'm down for that.
Yeah. I mean,
we'll make a nice $5 wager.
$5 wager?
The hot five.
I'm a little rusty right now, but you can get some smoke.
I don't like that. You're kind of underselling it now.
I'm not dodging no smoke.
He's under promising and he's going to over deliver. Yeah. That's exactly this is definitely the setup. Give him the chump, right? That's literally what
chump,
this
man.
Is. White man can't jump.
Yeah.
Matthew Judon joining us right now on the show. The next game Monday night against the Bears. Look at the AFC East right now.
Oh man, that's homecoming game for him. That's barbecue. Get them Pro Bowl stats up. Justin Fields gonna fall into 3. You can't say it, but I tell you, he'll fall right into you.
But look, the AFC East right now was. I don't think people were expecting it to be as competitive as it is right now. Between the fact that you guys are 500, the Jets are 4-2. Who saw that coming? The Dolphins, obviously, and then the Bills are arguably the best team in the AFC. Is this division, now I know, you know, still fairly new to it, but still, is this division looking a lot tougher than maybe anybody expected?
I think so. I think with the Jets playing very well right now and Bills playing well right now and the Dolphins and us, we all playing good football. And it's probably just a division you don't want to kind of see right now. But, you know, we play a game every week. So it's really not about, like, our records. It's about how we go out there and live week to week, I honestly think. Because you see some teams that look like unbeatable 1 week, and then the next week they come out there and lack off, and they beatable.
Yeah, Tampa.
So, it's a week-to-week league, but we all know.
How about what's going on? I was saying this to Bart, because I know you guys, like, Ravens is like, there's an identity with Ravens. It's defense. It's toughness. It's defense. That has been going on for 2 decades. Since you left, do they look different to you?
Ah, man,
I'll answer yes.
We played them and they won and so I give them all the credit. But if they change since I left, like that don't.
Yeah, I tell you what, Harbaugh's like, man.
You know,
Harbaugh's like, come back. Harbaugh's like, come back, man. My bad, come back. I tell you what, man. Enjoy your day, man. Yeah. We appreciate you taking some time for us, man, to come on, man. And we'll set up this game, man. Stay healthy. You know, much success and. Tell Bill he don't have to hate me for life, man.
No, we appreciate you, Matthew. Thank you, man.
I appreciate you, guys.
All right, Matthew Judon. So he wasn't gonna answer.
Listen, he learned the Patriot way, man.
The face you gave me when I was asking that question, I thought it was a good question though, because if you guys take pride in that. If he fall off, it's got to bother you.
If he was a Raven, you know what I'm saying? He would have been up. You know, it's like that buzzer hit you if you start saying the op stuff. You know what I mean? Like, over there, man, you can't talk like that over there. You can talk reckless in Baltimore. Yeah. You can talk reckless in New Providence.
Yeah, that's a fair point. All right, it's Bart.
The book coming soon.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Light Radio. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Hey, Bart, let's get to a little blitzer prevent.
Oh, yeah. Here
we go. This is Blitz.
Like Allen in college, I hit everything.
Prevent.
Come on, what a catch.
Why would you say that on the air? All right, Bart, blitz or prevent? You know how this works.
Yes, sir.
Blitz it. You want to attack it, right?
Yep.
You agree? No. Yeah.
Yeah. I blitz it if I want to attack it.
Yeah.
I prevent it.
Prevent if you're like, nah.
Zone it off, with man. This. I ain't with that. I'm cool. Let that go.
So, the NFC playoffs will not include one of either Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, or maybe won't include either.
Ooh. I'm going to blitz that. I'm going to blitz it. But what I'm going to say is, I think they include both of them.
Both?
Just simply because it has to. Listen, who's going to win the South? Who? Carolina? Maybe Atlanta. Could you imagine if Atlanta won it? It'd
be tremendous.
I mean, right now, Andy Dalton might be the long-term solution for the season, as Jameis may not get back. I broke my back.
All right, so somebody's got to win a division. Doesn't mean you're getting two teams out of that division, though.
That's true.
Doesn't mean you are.
But that means you get to play against a team that you can stack wins up against.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's a light division. They got a guarantee.
Okay.
Five.
But I'm saying one or the other. Aaron Rodgers, there's no guarantee that team. He looked terrible these last couple of weeks. Yeah. He's miserable.
But who's going to take it?
Vikings.
They still get to play the Bears, and they still get to play the Lions twice.
Well, I thought the Lions were going to be a lot more competitive. The Vikings are better than the Packers.
Yes, that's
for real. All right, so you're saying fine. You think they're both going to be in. I'm saying one or the other might not, and maybe even both. Blitz or prevent, Bart? Forget Dallas. We just talked about it. We have a new quarterback controversy, and it's in New England. Bailey Zappe should stay the starter.
I'm happy for Zappe.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, if he's playing well, then he continues to play. We've seen it before.
Blitzing it.
Bill, we're blitzing it, and we saw Bill do this before. Drew Bledsoe was a $100 million quarterback. He told him to sit down. Said, hey, man, we're going to ride Tom Brady. And then even later in the season, when he was ready to come back and Tom got hurt and he won a game.
Remember that?
Set him down after that.
Set him back down again.
Like, damn, I make $100 million. He got hurt. I can't get my spot back? Man, that's crazy. And they won that game, too, by the way. Listen, I think it is brewing because if Mac and Cheese comes back, and it's weird because you can always delay people with these high ankle sprains, but if Zappe goes on a tear, I know Bill has no problem in saying we're going with Zappe, and there's nothing that Mac and Cheese can do about it.
It's interesting. Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback, said that the relationship between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe has gone a little sideways.
See, some people like you
over the last couple of months.
Some people only like you where you're at. As long as you're not a threat to them, they're your friend. As soon as you become competition, it gets a little weird. Albert Breer, no, man. He's tapped in down there.
It's weird. Like without Josh McDaniels, something different now going on with Mac Jones. And obviously you've got Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running things. So all of a sudden that their whole thing with Mac Jones is not what it was a year ago. And as you said it, it just looks right. What you're seeing out of Bailey Zappe just looks right.
It's efficient.
Perhaps it's not as crazy to think that they're like, you know what? We like what we are with this guy.
Mac Jones is on a rookie deal as well.
Interesting.
But it's a first-round pick, rookie deal. I mean, you can trade him to San Francisco. I'm sure they'll take him back.
All right. Blitz or prevent? The Russell Wilson contract is proving to be the worst in the NFL. Find me a worse contract than this one, Bart. Blitz or prevent?
Blitz that. I can't. I won't. I must.
Quarter of a billion, man.
Like, this is year one, too. This isn't like year two.
What did you say about that? Guys are looking at him kind of weird.
Guys looking at him like weird. Like,
there's no
totally
leadership going on there.
And he keep coming with these popcorn answers and stuff like Pleasantville, like everything's sunshine and roses.
And what did you think, too, like the whole stuff with Marshawn and Richard Sherman?
Yeah, yeah. Marshawn,
they said they were talking about this on KJM this morning. So apparently, they revealed that they were, if you wanted to call them, like a teammate, like, you know, they hit you up, like we're going to get dinner. Like, you went through his assistant.
Hollywood.
They didn't have his number, his actual number.
They won a Super Bowl together.
If you just wanted to hit him up, like, hey, you know, we're doing this, so we're doing a family thing. You had to ask the assistant. Then it's like,
Mr. Wilson's office.
Hold line three. Hold for us, right?
Wow.
Like, have you ever heard of that before?
This dude's a Manchurian candidate, man. He's trying to run for president later or something.
That
is weird. That's it.
And in this sport, you got the same. Explain energy. How in this sport, because in the NBA, you got divas everywhere, right? Yeah. You deal with that in the NBA all the time. Yeah, everybody's got assistants. Everybody's got their own little group. Like it does exist now in the NBA. Teams. Everybody, but in the NFL, man, can you explain how something like that can really can fracture a locker room?
We used to call. That's why we used to call Kerry Rhodes Hollywood. Like, bro, you're doing too much. Like, yeah. More famous than nobody else here. Why are you acting like a diva?
Yeah.
He would pull up to the barbershop with his limo and let the thing down.
What?
Mr. Rhodes is ready for his haircut. What? Man, if you don't get
that. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, man.
There's no way that happened.
His nickname is Hollywood. And we got him out of here.
Damn.
I love him, man, but it wasn't a good fit.
I'm just going to say this last one. You're just going to tell me agree or disagree because we don't have time for any more. Book your trip to Buffalo now for January 29th. The Bills will host the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
You're blitz, no. Well, it never works out the way we think it's going to help.
That's a preview.
No. I'm saying I'm going to blitz it because I'm going to answer it. But I don't believe so. It never happens that way. We never get the scenario that we want. How many times we wanted LeBron?
I'm going to tell Kimberly A. Martin, buy your ticket now. You're going. Because she's going to Buffalo. Like, she's definitely going where it's the coldest possible place. That's where she's going.
Baltimore.
Kimberly A. Martin, Kmart.
Baltimore.
January 29th in Buffalo.
Baltimore.
All right, we shall see. That was Blitz of Prevent. Very good job. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We do have your calls. We also have more to look ahead to at the NBA season. We'll do that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Bart, let's take a little progressive NBA snapshot. Mm. And to do that, we bring back to the show one of our favorite people, Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins. What the hell?
What's up? What's up, my good brothers?
What's happening?
What's up, man? Top of the morning. Where the hell is my man's theme music? You don't have a superhero come on the show without his damn theme music? Mm. Sorry, man. We're working through some things, man. It's the first time we had you on this season. I apologize, Big Perk, for not giving you the proper introduction that you deserve.
We do need something.
Come in cold.
My board's already off, by the way, so I can't.
We'll fix that. So we apologize. Next time, we'll send you an edible arrangement to apologize.
I need the fruit. Logan said, send me the fruit.
Hey, do you want the half dipped in chocolate or you just want the regular fruit? We're on the diet.
You know what happened with Perk, right? Bart, do you know what happened with Perk?
No, what happened, Perk?
You ended up in the hospital, right? You took a pretty bad fall.
Yeah, I did, man. You know, walking inside a Petco, man, I slipped and fell and ruptured my quad, you know? And it's crazy because I thought that I would never have to have surgery after I retired, and here we are. And I wasn't playing sports. I'm actually walking. So, you know, hey, I'm recovering from it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And by the time I get through with Petco, they're going to be called Echo.
I was going to ask you, so how is it as the new CEO of Petco?
See, man, you can't be walking around with all that silk and house shoes on, man.
I know.
Walking around with that silk robe, man. That's what it was. You stepped on the road.
Man, let's get into this season, though, and the expectations of it. First and foremost, because it's a team near and dear to your heart, how much of an impact will not having Ime Udoka and all the stuff that surrounds that story, how much of an impact is it going to have on the Celtics, who are one of the favorites to get to the championship?
it's going to have a serious impact. We have to remember this, right? This same team that basically the core group, when you think about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, those four guys, right, been together for almost, what, 3 or 4 years now. They never got over the hump when Brad Stevens was actually the voice and the leader of that, mm-hmm. that team. And all of a sudden, when you have Ime Udoka, a former player, a guy that's well-respected, a guy that they respect that can hold guys accountable, and that's including Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, call them out in the media, and guys respond in great fashion, hold them accountable on defense. We have to remember, the Boston Celtics made one of the greatest regular season runs in NBA history towards the last part of last season. And when you have a new young coach, a head coach, man, it's hard to get that attention back, especially a young team that just went to the NBA Finals. So I know they have the talent, but he's going to have to impose his will, and he's going to have to show dominance early to show that, hey, don't disrespect me. But they're going to have to get past that first, and it's going to be interesting to see how those young superstars respond to him.
To your point, they had that power struggle early on when mm-hmm. you know, they were struggling. It was missed that Jaylen Brown and Tatum couldn't play together. But I like talking to former players in any sport because you're experts and you can see what our untrained eye can't see. Who's your dark horse in the West and who's your dark horse in the East to really make some noise and maybe potentially be that team that represents their conference in the championship game?
Well, when I go in the West, I think anybody dark horse, you have to say the New Orleans Pelicans,
yeah.
Right? What they did the last part of the season without Zion Williamson, and now you look at Zion and he's in phenomenal shape. He's in a great space mentally. We hearing more from him. He secured the bag, and they secured a lot of their players. But when you talk about the athleticism, the size and length, it's no other team in the league that has that much depth for size, length, and athleticism like the Pelicans. When you look at the kid Jackson Hayes and Larry Nance Jr., Zion Williamson, big Jonas Valanciunas, Brandon Ingram, and Murphy, and all those young studs that they have, and then you have Jose coming in, picking up 94 feet along with C.J. McCollum. I mean, this team is well coached. They're spirited. The energy is great in New Orleans right now. I have them as my dark horse for us being in the West. Now, when we go to the East, I like the Atlanta Hawks because they're not a favorite to win it, right? They're a favorite to be in the contention as far as being one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the Eastern Conference. But when you look at who they have, the mixture of players, and I'm talking about particular in the backcourt, because you look at Trae Young, obviously he's the starting point guard, a guy that's one of the most disrespected, if not disrespected, superstars in the game today. They added Murray, who is one of the best two-way players in the game. And the guy that they're sleeping, that nobody talks about a lot, is DeAndre Hunter. He's one of the best on-the-ball defenders in the game. His offense has improved. They brought back, they still have John Collins. They signed Clint Capella. They still got Bogdanović coming in off the bench. This team is fully loaded and is capable. If they get hot at the right time, entering the postseason, because I believe they will be, they can compete or beat anybody that's in the Eastern mm-hmm. Conference. So the New Orleans Pelicans and the Atlanta Hawks are my sleepers when it comes down to the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference.
I'll tell you what people forget is the Hawks have the experience of getting to the conference final. Yeah. You know, it was a run mm-hmm. that they have value. Ed Murray, who can clean up some of the issues with Trey as far as defense. You know, that's going to be a real interesting backcourt to watch. We're talking with Kendrick Perkins as we get ready for the NBA season, which opens tonight. You've got the Sixers and the Celtics beginning it, and then the Lakers and the Warriors on the nightcap. We have the Lakers-Warriors game on ESPN Radio. Perk, what do you think of Anthony Davis continually putting out the message and making it pretty clear? I do not want to play center. I don't want to play the five. even though that's what Darvin Ham and that's what the Lakers need him to do this season, and he keeps saying, I don't want to do it. What do you make of that, and do you think it's a concern?
No, it's not a concern, and I think in today's game, I think overall we've fallen victim into the whole position, right? Like, it's positionless basketball. So just because he's penciled in as the center doesn't actually mean that he's playing the center. Like this is not the early 2000s or the 90s where you had Shaq and Tim Duncan and you know, because David Robinson and Patrick Ewing and all of Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, the list goes on. It's not that time no more. Like, it's a different type of game. It's a different revolution. So I think with AD, I think, one, he shouldn't put so much emphasis in just saying, quote unquote, he's the starting center. Because one thing you do know about AD, right, he's a 7-footer. But he want to be listed as 6'11". That's how particular he is when it comes down to things. But I think, I'm going to tell you this. I have AD picked as my MVP favorite. And the reason I do is because I feel like he's going to come back. He's going to be on the mission. Darvin Ham is going to put him in the best position possible to be successful. And I think AD knows, and he's been hearing all the criticism, that he needs to get back into that conversation that he was in about 3 or 4 years ago when we were asking the question of who would you take, Anthony Davis or Giannis Antetokounmpo? Right. Because no one has ever questioned AD talent. When it comes down to a guy that's skilled, that's 6'10", or 6'11", he say, that could handle the ball, that could pass, that could defend, that could switch 1 through 5, that could stretch the floor, be a live threat, complete package. All this, like, I feel like if he's able to stay healthy and consistently make sure he punch in the clock every day in the weight room and diet and do what he needs to do, he's going to be in that MVP conversation, because if he's great, the Lakers are going to be great.
Then it couldn't be said better about Anthony Davis. That's literally how I've been feeling about him over the last year. All those things are controllable for him to be arguably the best player in the league if he wants to. And boy, that is the question about him. Perk, we got to leave it there. Rest up, get better, big man. We want to see you here soon.
Hey, Perk, I need a lifetime coupon at PetFresh. I need a lifetime coupon, 50% off on PetFresh. Man, that natural dog food is expensive, bro. Help a brother out. Oh, yeah, man, congrats, man. I might want one of them Frenchies from you, man. I ain't know you was a super entrepreneur with the French poodles, man. Let everybody know out there. I'm going to make sure everybody know to go buy them from you.
All right, man. You know I'm a phone call away.
We got you, Perk.
Big League Exotics. Good, what it's called.
There you go. Good to hear from you. All the best, Kendrick Perkins. I mean, he's the best to talk to. It's amazing what happened. Like, he explained it. He was walking. His quad just popped, gave out, and torn quad. Just walking in.
He didn't slip on nothing.
No, he just took a bad step.
Well, that's
had to get. They had to bring the ambulance. They said his wife showed up and looked at him like, really?
Look at you. Look at you. You an athlete, right?
Nah, he's one of my favorite people in the world.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888, say ESPN. 888-729-3776. Oh, this is the original.
What's going to do?
Oh. I thought this was the...
Remember Mariah Carey?
Mariah, yeah.
With, fantasy.
With Old Dirty, right?
Me and Mariah.
Is that the song?
Yeah, isn't that this? Yeah. Right?
Or is that the one with Puffy?
No.
Me and Mariah, go back like babies and pacifiers. Older dog,
exactly. 888 say ESPN, 888-729. 3-7.
Jump, jump! No, I'm just playing. When you do the hump.
All right, Bart, dealer's choice. Patriots, Ravens, or Broncos? Which call do you want to get?
Let's go to the Patriots, because I'm concerned.
Hmm. Goldie's in Jersey. Goldie in Jersey, Goldie.
What's up, gentlemen? I just want you guys to know you're the best duo since Noop and Dre, man. I enjoy you guys big time. But, what's on Patriots? Dude, it's all about Belichick. It doesn't matter about Zappe or Mac Jones. This guy is running downhill on good defenses. He's the coach who will beat you with his team and then switch sides and then beat you again. This guy is he's got a personality like sandpaper, and I can't stand him. But he's magical, and he's the GOAT. I mean, this guy... Look what he's doing. He's back in the mix.
It's amazing.
But he beat anyone.
Think about it too, Goldie. It's with a quarterback that if before the season started, if I told you who's the third string quarterback of the Patriots, you'd have nobody would know that answer. Only the diehard of diehard Patriots fans would know
but
that answer.
He's already lost three. You can pencil in maybe two from the Bengals. You can pencil in one from the Jets. He's already downhill. Ooh, he's already about seven losses.
He plays the Jets twice in a three-week span.
Yeah, I know. So let's say he loses one there, and he loses to the Bengals twice, and he still hasn't figured out how to beat the Dolphins. So even within the division, I still have them finishing fourth within the division.
Still have them in last place.
Yeah.
You're saying nicely. You're saying fourth. What you're saying is they're going to be the last place team in the division.
Yep, which is what I said at the beginning of the year.
Yes, you did. You did call that, but... I am curious to see how he handles this quarterback thing now. Especially when you think about it. Albert Breer's story says that they've kind of had this disconnect with Mac Jones after Josh McDaniel leaves and they get in, they have Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running the offense.
Yeah, that's not their guy.
And all of a sudden, Bailey Zappe comes in and looks a lot more comfortable in the offense than Mac did at the start of the season. Do they make a change?
I would love that hate.
I would love that hate. Yeah, all right. We have more of your calls coming up. Stay with us. 888-ESPN. It's Barton Hogg.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
Let's go, Dre. Bashizzle.
One.
My
two,
whizzle.
Three into the foe.
Oh, you Snoop, I'm Dre?
Well, who would I be? I'm the tall, skinny one.
Yeah, he's right. You be Snoop.
Right?
Yeah.
It isn't Dre. Dre's more jacked.
Game, baby. Right. You looked out. G's going crazy.
There's certain things,
like that pay,
there's certain lyrics to certain songs that I just lay out.
Now back to the
knowing it doesn't. You don't ever want to be comfortable.
Just, I'm gonna let you understand from a young G's perspective. You know what I'm saying?
She
could be wrong. We can't say none of that. This is Disney. Walt Disney celebrate. He bet not say it.
My favorite is never let me slip. Because if I slip,
then I'm slipping. That is poetic. That is poetic.
That's what Perk said.
Isn't that right? Right. Perk said that. Never let me slip. Because if I slip, then I'm slipping.
But if I got my name, then you know I'm saying tripping. Whoa! Bars.
888 say ESPN. We got more calls to get to. Bart Scott. And Alan Hodder, presented by Progressive Insurance.
We really want to talk to people.
Yeah, let's do it. So
can we circle back. Let's circle back on the Yankees conversation. Because we still have some people that's hating.
We still have
some calls for that.
Yeah, we do, but we also have a lot of other topics as well on the lines here. We got a full stack of calls, so let's see how many we can get through.
Told you I was to push one.
Mike in Ohio, what's up, Mike?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Man, don't tell me you feel like the 76ers are going to be better than the Nets. I know I didn't hear you say that.
I think that they will. I just think that this is their year. They don't have an answer for Joel Embiid at all. James Harden is in the best shape of his career, arguably, and in the best place.
But he's old. The damage has been done.
Not old. They have their bench is a lot better. They added a ton of toughness. They are built to win in the East. They are. This is just going to be their year. That's as simple as that.
Can we do that? Like the benches, like Joe Harris, Steph Curry, Marquise Morris. Steph Curry, Marquise Morris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
Mike. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Man, this is the 76ers. You already know. You don't remember all these conversations we had. How I told you, Ben Simmons gonna come back this year. He gonna play better than what Harden's gonna play. I don't care if he went from a Big Mac to a quarter pounder. That ain't gonna be better than Ben.
So you just don't believe in the Sixers.
I forgot. The Nets got T.J. Warren, too, man. Royce O'Neal, Patty Mills. That's a good bench. That's depth.
Mm-hmm.
Depth. Who, the Nets? Yep. That's what you're doing? You giving that? That's the energy you giving? Who, the Nets?
No.
They're going to have to show you like the Jets are showing you?
No. It's as simple as I see what's happening in Philadelphia. First of all, Bart, you've been with me now a couple of years. Did I not tell you how it was all going to go down with James Harden? Did I not tell you where he'd eventually end up?
You did, with Daryl Morey. You said he's going to go over to
Daryl
Morey.
Did I not also explain what was going on with Ben Simmons and why?
But, right?
Do you think I might have a pretty good feel for what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers just based on relationships I might have?
I do.
So I know what's brewing in that locker room right now. That team is poised to be the best team in the East.
But do you not?
And Joel Embiid is a big reason for it, but James Harden is another big reason for it because.
But can we really depend on him now? Like, listen, you hate greatest time, greatest shape of my life. We've heard that before.
I know. And I used to be that guy that would always be the side eye to James Harden. Like, when are you ever going to take this serious? But there's just something different about him this year. I'm telling you.
I don't know, man.
Maybe I'll be wrong.
I forgot they got T.J. Warren with the Nets, man.
He always got hurt. Yeah, he had a really good year.
He's talented, man.
He is talented.
Royce O'Neal, they got defense. They got toughness. You got the Morris. You got mm-hmm. Royce O'Neal. Yeah. Then you got shooters like Patty Mills.
You know what they don't have?
A center.
No, a head coach.
Ooh.
And that's
going
to be a problem.
Call up here, Nash. Defend yourself.
No, that's going to be a problem. You tell me I'm wrong. All right. Tell you what. We have all season.
Kyrie Irving's the coach.
We have all season to prove me right.
Kyrie Irving's the coach.
And I love being right. We have more of your calls. We're going to get to those. And also, will Dak play Sunday? It is time. Jerry Jones lets us know next.
Ooh,
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.